Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
He wants to know why he got ghosted. Everything was great. We'll try to get him some answers here in just a couple of seconds. Abby, I'm a little surprised that when I woke up this morning, because I promised I wasn't going to watch it live, but maybe today, that Love Island reunion was last night.
Mm-hmm.
But there's been like a real lack of, at least where I'm at, lack of headlines of explosiveness that I thought there would be this morning.
I'm also shocked because I was up late editing my podcast, so I didn't have time to watch it. And I was like, oh, well, surely there will be something I can talk about, watch a couple of clips. And it's just been like radio silent online.
Nothing.
So weird. Even Rebecca hasn't watched it yet. And Rebecca's the number one Love Island stan.
Well, you would think that those that did, if like crazy ass things happened, we know about it. But there's been nothing.
It must have been like kind of rah, rah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Stuart here is confused. Here we are talking about dating apps, and we're talking about confused guys and dating, and this might have been perfectly placed this morning. Hey, Stuart, you got ghosted, and you can't figure out why, and you want our help to figure it out for you.
Yeah, that's right. I would definitely like to figure out why I haven't heard from her.
Okay, what's up?
Well, I met her on a dating app, and we talked for about a week, and we were bonding over our love of live music and food trucks. And we thought we'd go out on a date. And I suggested this great place, a trendy outdoor food truck park where we could try different things, grab drinks, listen to the local band that was playing. They were super good. And I thought the conversation flowed great. She laughed a lot. We shared food. And she even suggested we grab dessert together at the end of the night. And honestly, from my perspective, there were no awkward silences. I thought we had chemistry, and I even walked her to her car, and she gave me a big hug goodbye, said she had a good time, and I fully expected to hear from her again. But just since then, she hasn't responded to any of my texts, and I can't figure out what I did wrong.
Well, I mean, out the gate, like initially listening, it sounds like you curated the date. And like as far as your likes, the fact that you bonded over live music and food trucks, so you're like, why not go to a food truck park and, you know, with live music? So it seems like you had the right setup. You can't think of anything conversation-wise, anything that may have happened between you guys arriving at the food trucks to when you departed, a friendly hug. I'm not even going to dismiss the hug because I don't think a kiss is necessary on the first date. So I don't think the hug is like the telltale sign that she had a horrible time. I think some people just move a little slower when it comes to PDA or being demonstrative.
Yeah, no, I wasn't expecting any kind of kiss or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
I was very respectful and. And yeah, as far as conversation goes, we had great conversations. We were chatting the whole night.
It's got to be so deflating when you're with somebody for so many hours and you're really feeling this chemistry, and then you leave it right there and you're all excited for the next date, and then there's just nothingness. And I also, again, will say it's just cowardly. It's never been easier to tell somebody you don't want to hang anymore. All you got to do is send a 3-second text. So the fact that you're not even gutsy enough to do that really speaks volumes.
But I totally agree. I think clarity is kindness. And I think, like you said, all it takes is one text just to let somebody know where you're at so they're not left confused. But like, I really need you to dig deep and think about this date, because I feel like every time we get these people on the phone, we're like looking both ways, left, right. Okay, chemistry was good. They're respectful. They talked all night. And then we walk into the street. We get hit by an airplane. He's like, oh, I forgot that I wore my rat tail out to the date. I didn't realize she would find that to be a turnoff.
Now, I love what you just said, Abby, that clarity is kindness, right? And like ghosting, like there's no reason to do it. I'm going to play devil's advocate or defense attorney here, right? So, yeah. It's one date. What do you really owe somebody after one date? Yes, they spoke for a week, but also we just did this on the show where a woman tried to kindly turn a guy down and he responded and went off the rails and like completely obliterated her with his words.
I think it's easy to take an example like that and blow it up and say that it's the vast majority when it's not.
Okay, but maybe just trying to have her back. Mm. Maybe she has experienced that, and maybe she's had bad interactions when she's reached out to dudes and said, hey, the vibe is just not vibing. I'm not into you. If she's had bad reactions, then I don't blame her for not like telling guys that she's not interested.
Yeah, we don't know the history. Okay.
As somebody who has sent out several rejection texts over the last couple of years of just being like, hey, I don't really feel this, and running it by ChatGPT to make sure that it's nice and it's well proofread, that is a huge fear on a woman's part to be like, I don't know how this guy's going to take it. Yeah. Is he going to start taking shots at me now because he feels rejected? So okay, I wouldn't blame her for being a little scared and running away.
That's fair.
I still think you should say something, though.
Stuart, hang with us for a couple of seconds here because Tommy reached out to her. You want to take it from here, Tommy?
I did. And it's amazing how two different people can see the same date differently, because one of the words she used to describe the date was painful.
Ooh. Okay. Do you even want to hear the rest of it?
What?
Painful. Painful, she says.
I'm confused. Why'd she say that?
Okay. We got an email from her, and we'll read it to you, okay?
All right.
Okay. Okay.
It's like, I don't know if I'm
maybe
on.
Not. Yeah.
You called us.
Aboard mission. And Second Date Update is next.
The Burt Show.
Little buddy Stuart here is kind of confused, man. So he goes out on this date. He has a great time with this girl, man. They do the food truck thing. They're listening to music. He feels like they are vibing the entire time. He goes home excited. I have found Mrs. Wright. She's not returning anything. You got ghosted, right? And he hasn't been able to figure out why. Do I have that right?
You do have that right.
Okay. Stuart, you're confused. The last thing that we left you with was Tommy's really sweet tease, which was she says she's seen this, she sees this date completely different than you do. She used the word painful, my dude.
Yeah, real sweet.
Yeah, she's a sweetie. All right, so Tommy, where's the disconnect here? Now, you reach out to her, she gives you an email, is that what's up?
Yeah, I reached out to her via email, and it didn't take long for her to hit me back. I explained what we're doing, who I am, what we're doing, and we're doing Second Date Update, and she went out with this guy, they did the food truck thing, listened to some live music, he thought it went great. Obviously, she didn't. What's up? And she hit me back, and I have the email from her. And it says, hey, guys. So here's the deal. He was really nice, and the date was fine. There wasn't one major infraction that completely turned me off. It was just a bunch of little things that added up after a while.
I don't know which is worse here. It wasn't one thing. No. It was just a whole bunch of little things.
I don't know which one is the lesser of two evils there.
For starters, the whole food sharing situation, which I believe Stuart said they shared some food from the food trucks. He kept ordering everything for the table and then reaching over to grab off my plate without even asking.
What does that mean, order for the table? He ordered for both he and she?
I think the underlying message there is like, we're going to share this.
Okay, and that's like a major offense?
Yeah, I bought us some food and I thought we were sharing.
Is that a major offense?
No, I don't think so. I actually love that because I love a little nibble. I have like food ADHD. I want to try everything.
Well, some people are particular about sharing food. Like if you're going to like share food, I actually think that's kind of intimate. Like I typically don't share food with strangers. Like if we're at a restaurant, we get an appetizer, you take it off the plate, put it on your plate. But in a food truck situation, both your hands are going into the same food. So, I mean, if you're a germaphobe, I can see how that could be off-putting.
Okay, she did say it was a lot of small things. I would consider this a small thing, not one thing you would go like, I am never seeing him again.
She said there was not one major infraction. It was just a bunch of little things that added up.
My wife, for nature, I can grab something off my plate. She might lose a finger.
just a finger?
Right, so that's one paper cut. That hurts a little bit, but what's the next one?
Well, not done with that yet. She said, normally, that might just be annoying, but he also had a little something suspicious going on with his lip. So, not exactly appetizing. So, I don't know if he had, like, a fever blister or some...
Or a herp.
Nah, man. I got a birthmark on my mouth, all right?
Awesome.
I don't like to lead with it, but, it's kind of got a reddish hue to it.
So she thought it was like some kind of herp. Okay. So she's turned off by that.
No, right. No.
Continue.
No, I've had that since I was born.
God, you have to like tell people that? Like, are you self-conscious of it? And if you haven't been, you are going to be now. Is that something you tell people? Like, hey, I just want to let you know, like, before I kiss you, that this thing's just a mole?
Am I supposed to put like a close-up of it on my profile?
Yeah, be like, this is a birthmark
right.
okay. with an arrow.
All right, go ahead.
I mean, yeah. Well, how would that fly?
If what?
If I did that.
I actually find it amusing. I would laugh at that.
Clarity is kindness.
Okay. All right.
Go ahead, Tommy.
All right. So the next thing, then the band. Live music was fun at first, but he kept yelling "Freebird" at them. Once
are you that guy?
Once funny. The 10th time, here's where it comes in. Painful.
Stu, were you yelling "Freebird" at the band?
Are you that guy?
I knew they knew the song. I've seen this band before. I knew they had it.
Tommy,
in their pocket.
For Stewie, Freebird.
Yeah, there it is.
Freebird is. Freebird is what Stuart's about
you know
to be. Do we get off this call?
Yeah, I think like you got. Are there more here, Tommy, or is that it?
No, there's more.
Oh no.
Okay. Here's the one. And on top of all that, he wanted to be best buds with literally everyone we passed.
Well, heaven forbid he's polite and kind.
He was striking up these long personal conversations with random strangers at the food trucks. And I just felt like I was tagging along instead of actually being on a date. And the last thing she says, he's not a bad guy. He's just a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, too much.
All right, so let me say the same thing to you that I say to, and it's mostly that women that are getting ghosted, and I say the same thing to them. There's somebody somewhere out there that loves food trucks, mm-hmm. that loves that you're the one that ordered for her, and we're eating out of the same thing. She finds it very amusing that you are screaming, "Freebird! Skinner!" or whatever, and she likes the look of herpes. She's out there. These were her icks, but that does not make you one major ick. You know what I'm trying to say?
I totally agree. And I've had to express this so many times when I'm telling my friends about like dates that I'm like, yeah, he was great. He's an awesome guy. He's just not my guy. Like all of the things that you did aren't some kind of like moral infraction. Like, right. You know, you wanting to share food isn't some kind of big ick that I think you need to like be aware of. But I think women are very intuitive when they go out on dates and they just kind of realize like, even though he's a lovely dude, I just don't feel like he's the person for me. And that's really hard to put into words.
Yeah, dude, blow this one off. She's just not the right one for you. Don't take it personally.
Well, I appreciate y'all translating her silence. And that makes a lot of sense. I guess I'm just going to keep doing me.
Yep. You do
there
that,
you
man.
Go.
You do that, dude.
And then she can go out and find less because she needs less.
I hope that she finds less.
She will.
She needs less herp. That's what she needs.
She will. She definitely will.
The Burt Show. The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, you guys, I'm a little conflicted by some technology here, okay? And I told you guys how excited I have been to finally get a Waymo, right? This weekend it happened. And I don't know what part of the country you guys might be living in, but here in Atlanta, you can only pretty much get Waymos in one area of the city, downtown or, the downtown area. They're not even going on the highways yet or anything like that. And if you don't know what Waymo is, it's a driverless Uber. It's a driverless car, right? I was in Austin a couple of weeks ago, and it's like every fifth car is a Waymo because it's so tech savvy there. I'm hearing the same thing in California. In Atlanta, it's pretty new. I was excited to get in one, man. I think here's where I get conflicted, that I'm looking at the technology. I see the technology, and I think it's just a matter of time before more often than not, a Waymo is going to be picking you up than it is an Uber driver, which makes me sad on one hand, because these are human beings that are trying to earn a living. And I think there are like 6 million Uber drivers around the world that inevitably could be out of work, right? And that sucks. Mm-hmm. That sucks. But the technology to me, it was like hitting the lottery. And we'll talk more about it tomorrow, because I know Mikey's got beef with me in his Waymo. But getting into it was so exciting for me. And it really felt like every turn, watching the steering wheel turn by itself, felt like a roller coaster ride. Like, oh my God. We were going like towards a fire truck, but it knew like stop when you're supposed to stop. Then it backed up by itself, worked its way around a parking lot, and then went around the back to Tongue and Groove's entrance. So it knew it all, right? And everybody else in the car was like freaking out about it. They weren't really ready for it. But when I got out, I started to think about it. And I almost hate this because I do like humans quite a bit. But there is the human factor in driving a car. Like, you don't know who the driver is. You don't know if they're distracted, if they just got in a fight with their husband or their wife. Something's going on in their life that isn't keeping them quite focused on the road, right? Then you look at Waymo, who is, it's just completely focused. It doesn't have emotion. It's just taking in its surroundings. It is very focused. Are you safer in a Waymo? And I haven't seen a lot of accidents with Waymos. What they're getting in trouble for is they get confused by like a construction sites and stuff like that, or they'll stall out. But there hasn't been a lot of like accidents, head-on accidents that it's misinterpreting, right? So at the end of the day, at the end of the drive, I was like, and I hate to say this because it's humans, I might feel a little bit safer in a Waymo at some point.
Whoa, really?
Yes.
I mean, I know there's human error, but there's also computer error as
well. Sure.
But I'm wondering, like, statistically, what the comparison is.
And it's still in its infant stages. We have to remember that about Waymo right now is that this is, in 5 years, this is going to look completely different. And it'll be even more advanced. So I think with any new technology, you're going to have, like, a fender bender. It's going to stall from time to time. We just haven't, even now, in the infant stages, haven't seen disastrous results just yet. And I was wondering, like, am I going to feel safer in a Waymo than I would with a human driver? And that sucks.
So my worry is this, because Teslas have had self-driving and I've had the privilege of like trying it out, and it's the same kind of thing, right? But you're supposed to be watching the road as well as the driver, but the car drives for you, it turns, all that crazy stuff.
And by the way, there are so many cameras in those cars. Like, they knew that we had too many people in the car. So a woman's voice, a real person that we were interacting with, is like, yo, you guys got too many people in the car. You need to get out. And then we were starting to ask questions about Waymo that she was answering. So there are cameras. It's not completely self-sufficient yet.
Right. And in Teslas, there are cameras inside the car, too. Like, you can remote view and all that stuff. And that's how it knows whether or not you're watching the road. And the Tesla will actually pull over if you're not paying attention to the road. It'll stop the self-driving. But my problem is, and I'm speaking specifically for Teslas, but it has to do with self-driving. They did tests with kids running out in the street, and the Teslas didn't recognize them in time sometimes in the tests. And I don't know. They may have rectified it. It might be an old test. But I think my thing is, yes, Kristen's right. Computers can make errors as well, just like humans. And what worries me is that there is no human in the Waymo to sort of be that second set of eyes. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I know how to get around construction. I've seen them stuck at left turns when there's a lot of traffic, stuff like that. And so I think I would love to see this relationship between humans and computers where they're both needed to create an actually really safe environment. I've seen people stuck in a Waymo, unable to get out, it pulled out, or it was a driverless car, I don't know, Waymo specifically, on the side of the highway, and they couldn't get out because for safety, the doors were locked and nobody was answering at the time. And so I just, yeah, we're in the infancy and we're not there, but I think the perfect future has both people, like people and computers working together.
Have you been in one? Because you're in that part of town way more than I am.
Yeah, I still haven't gotten a Waymo yet, because I'm under the impression that when you get your Uber, it gives you the option to get a Waymo, and every single time it's like, yeah, you're going too far. You out in the streets, girl.
Your generation is going to be able to look at so many things that you've lived through. I mean, the technology that you're living through right now, AI, driverless cars, you lived through a pandemic also. When history is going to look back at your generation and go, they're rough.
Trust me, we've been having it rough. But as Cassie was talking, I was
millennials
just
millennials with like a word.
Yeah, right.
As you were talking, I was just picturing, like, telling my brother's grandkids, like, yeah, back in my day, like, it was shocking when you got into the car and there was no driver. Now it's just normal.
Yeah.
They're gonna be like, all right, let's get you to bed, Grandma.
The Burt Show.
Dare I say, Rebecca, you were offended by your sister.
Yeah, you could dare say that, because I officially am. And before I get into my story, I want you listening to call in. If you are just like my sister and didn't tell anyone, not your family or friends, about your wedding until it happened, after it happened, or within the week, if this is you, please call in 1-855-237-8746. I need you to help me prove a point.
Okay. All right, 1-855-BIRCHSHOW. Again, if you got married, you didn't tell anybody. Nobody.
Nobody.
Rebecca needs your help here.
So my sister got married.
What? And you didn't know?
I didn't know. Okay, here's what happened. Congratulations, right? Wrong. Wrong. Because my sister, Addie, let me just first paint a picture of Addie. I have two younger sisters. Addie is 29. She is a divorce lawyer. She lives in Anchorage, Alaska. She is kind of my complete opposite. She has a spine of steel and her brain is hard like stone, where my spine is like jelly and my brain is malleable like clay. She's always just been a very independent person. You can't tell her to do anything. No one can order Addie around. That's why she's in court, literally doing custody cases and talking to judges and getting people threatening her because people in Alaska are crazy. And she is totally fine. She's just that girl. She always has been.
All right, hold on 1 second. Hey, Lindsay, you did not tell anybody about your marriage.
Well, not until a couple hours afterwards.
Okay, hang with us for 1 second because Rebecca has questions for you.
Okay, that's one. Okay. That's one.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so she has been engaged to her fiance for 3.5 years. A long, long engagement. And everybody in the family was always like, okay, when are you going to get married? What's the plan? You have a plan? Is anything ever going to happen? And they always push back and we're like, no, no, no. We'll figure it out whenever we want to. We don't want to have a big wedding. We might have a small wedding. We might do nothing at all. She had a plan for a while to wear like a big white Michelin man coat and go on top of like an Alaskan mountain and just get married up there. But that was not in the cards because what she chose to do is on Thursday of last week, text the family group chat and say, so Zach and I are going to the courthouse tomorrow to get married. Which dress should I wear?
That's exactly how she exposed it.
Yep, that's what she said. First of all, none of them because they were all black. She wore black to her own wedding.
What made her finally pull the trigger after 3.5 years?
What else are you going to do in Anchorage?
Get married, but you should have done that 2 years ago.
I mean, they haven't seen the sun in 7 months. Yeah. They're like, I mean, what else can we do?
Yeah. All right, so you said you have two sisters.
But I do.
Is the other sister married?
No, she has a long-term boyfriend, not married.
Okay, so what did your parents think about their first daughter getting married, whether she's younger, oldest, whatever, but the first of their daughters getting married and them not being present?
My mother sat on the couch all Friday, just sitting there, glued to her phone, a smile on her face, cracking up inside. I could tell she was pretending to be happy. She was pretending to be like stable and with it. But inside I was like, oh my God, she is falling apart. Because we asked her, okay, is there going to be a video? Are you going to live stream it? Can a witness FaceTime us in? No, 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 no. So basically we didn't even get a time.
All right. So just so I have this straight, just so I have this 100% straight here.
Yes.
You're sister did what she wanted with her life.
And we're bad. Okay. It's not fair.
All right, so you've got questions for Lindsay. All right, shoot.
Okay, my question is, how dare you, first of all? do you love your family and friends?
Well, no, of course I do.
No, of course.
So why did you not tell anybody?
Well, I mean, I knew I wanted to marry him like the day I met him. And so we just, I don't know, I woke, it was about a year later and I just woke up that day and I was like, well, let's just go get married. And I didn't realize it was Friday the 13th. And then after we got married, I called my mom and told her, and I'm her oldest daughter, and she was very upset as well.
Yeah.
But to me, in my defense, the marriage is just about my husband and I. It's not about, you know, there's no other people in the marriage.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, I completely agree with that. I don't have a problem with her getting married in some covert little mission. That's totally fine. We always knew Addie was going to do that, if that's even her real name, because now it's just confusion and deceit from her. But what I wanted to do was, because she texted us that Friday, it was like 6 p.m., she texted a photo of her and her new husband shaking hands outside of the courthouse to say, okay, we did it.
That's funny.
Literally shaking hands. And then she texted the sister group chat and said, okay, where's my wedding gift? And I say, car crash, skirt, skirt.
There was no wedding, therefore No gifts.
Yep. Exactly. And she said, no, this is normal. This is totally a thing people are doing in 2025. This still counts as a wedding. I deserve a wedding gift. So I told her, if I come on air and I get three people to tell me that they did this just like you, I will buy that expensive espresso machine that you have been putting your, like, that you've been begging for ages.
All right, now we can control some of this. I've got two more, which would make it three. I can hang up on somebody.
Hang up on them right now.
Hey, Rebecca, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so you didn't tell anybody.
No, I got, I was stressed out because my wedding was becoming something that other people wanted and not me. And I figured the only way to get what I really want is to exclude everybody.
Yeah.
So we eloped in like March. And then in April, we had a small little church wedding with just our family. And no one knew that we were already married. And we told them like months later, like, hey, remember that April wedding? We actually were already married a month prior.
All right. So just again, so I have this right. You did what was best for your own life.
Exactly.
How dare you?
I just don't think it should be done. I don't think it should be done.
For an espresso machine, Fernando. Hello.
Buenos dias, Bert Show.
Buenos dias.
I speak Spanish. I'm Latino. Me and my wife got married without telling nobody at all. And that's a huge no-no. I probably would have been crucified by my mama.
Yeah, so why then?
Mainly because we keep to ourselves, and at the end of the day, a marriage is between me and her, and we looked at it, and we're just like, that's too much planning, too much stressing. It's already bad for our skin to stress, so
let's just go
to the courthouse. And here's the thing, Kristen, we didn't tell anybody until after a month later we were already legally married.
Now, Fernando, you're not the only one. We've had plenty of people call up. However, what Rebecca wants to know, did you request a wedding gift from family members after you went and did this on your own, or did you expect them not to get you a gift?
Look, I'm Mexican. It's an interracial marriage to another person of color. We got the gifts regardless.
Okay.
They just came when they figured it out. Obviously, with a little, you know, disappointment, like, how dare we did that. But I'm like, that's too much planning.
Fernando, how do you say you cost me $270 in Spanish?
No, because you're Jewish and the white woman, and it's going to sound terrible.
Gracias.
That's a P1 right there.
Yeah, it is. Thanks, Fernando.
Here, Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's Entertainment Buzz.
Snoop Dogg's comments about LGBTQ+ representation in kids' movies is going viral. This all has to do with him going on the It's Giving podcast, and he was talking about taking his grandkids to, I guess, a Toy Story spinoff. It's called Lightyear. I'm out of the kids' movie world, so I got no idea. But he said that in this film, there is some LGBTQ+ representation, and he said having that kind of content in film has made him a little bit more hesitant to take kids to theaters.
I took my grandson to see, what was the movie with Buzz Lightyear?
Toy Story?
Not that one, but
the new Buzz, the Lightyear. I think it's called Lightyear.
Yeah, Keke Palmer's in that movie.
Okay, okay.
She plays like the daughter. So we're watching it, and the lady, which is Keke's mama, they move on into the space years, they move down the line, they're like, and she had a baby with a woman. Well, my grandson, in the middle of the movie, like, Papa Snoop, how she have a baby with a woman? She a woman. I didn't come in for this. Just came to watch the movie. Hey, man, watch the movie. They just said she and she had a baby. They both women. How did she have a baby? Shh. The movie ain't over with. So it's like, I'm scared to go to the movies now. Like, y'all throwing me in the middle of that I don't have an answer for.
Okay, I have watched Lightyear many a time. My kids love it. It's an excellent movie. If you haven't seen it, you should. The leads, like, there's obviously Buzz is a white guy, but the other leads are black women. There's like a lot of different races. It's done in such a beautiful way where it's just showing everyone existing rather than being like, look, it's a lesbian couple, you guys. It's just She happens to have a wife. And so this irritates me because it's done in the most regular life way. Like you meet someone, oh, they happen to be married to a woman and they have a child. Cool. And that's it. There's no focus. Mm-hmm. There's no exaltation. It's literally so chill. It's just representation. And so if you're someone and like, how did you have a baby with a woman? Say, hey, that's a conversation for when you're older. But sometimes women love each other and they get married and have families and it's great. Boom. Yeah. You're done.
I consider myself an ally, but I want to play defense attorney for those that are just more conservative parents that just want to escape for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and know that you're going to walk out of a movie theater and not have anything controversial to talk about at all. This is not my family. We had these conversations, and I'm very proud of the conversations we had with Hayden and Hollis. Our next door neighbor was gay, so they knew. We were very open about it, but there are some that want an hour and a half, 2 hours where they won't have to explain anything at all. Let's just go in there and be mindless. And I want to respect those people.
I don't.
I understand what he's saying.
That's not reality. Congratulations. This is society that you live in. And if you don't want to be a part of it, no one's shoving it down your throat. It exists. And if it was a man and a woman with a baby and you had no issue with that, take a look at yourself. If you don't like it, don't participate in society and don't go to the movies. It's not like it was a sex scene. There wasn't even making out. I think they might have like had their arms around each other in like a side hug once. I don't respect those people. I'm sorry. Like, gay people exist. It's not a choice. And at the end of the day, you can either choose to explain to your kid, hey, this is just part of how life is, or you can choose to sit in your hateful ways and not accept everyone as they are. And yeah, I said it. I don't believe it. And I'm not taking the religion back and for it either. That is not true. And gay people have a right to exist and be represented just as much as heterosexual people.
I agree with all that, except the hateful comment. I don't think you're hateful if this is the way that you choose to raise your children. That's not hateful to me. That's a decision. It's very conservative. It's not the way that I live at all. But I do feel like in your open-mindedness here, you're not being very open-minded to those that are very conservative and those that want to be able to go to a movie for an hour and a half and not have any kind of controversy.
So I
whatsoever.
Want my kids to go to school and there be no religion.
No. I think that the way you handle your family and with your beliefs, totally separate but than what he's saying.
I hear you. I do. And I'm trying to flip it on its head. Like, I think the equivalent would be me saying, like, my kid's not going to go to school and have prayer time before lunch. That's ridiculous. And I think every Christian person would be like, why? It's just a prayer. You're saying thank you to God. How is that offensive? That's the same thing to me. Like, you're allowed to be a Christian and yes, practice your religion, although you should double check the translation of your Bible because that's not what it actually says, but that's a different conversation. So why can't gay people exist and you don't want to experience it? It's literally there in front of you. It's not a thing you can hide from. And I do think, you're right, hate's probably a strong word. I think it's fear of the other. And I think you need to bring yourself up to speed because if we stay away from and don't discuss every single thing we're scared of or because somebody tells us to not accept those people. And I know plenty of Christian people who operate under the banner of Jesus's love and truly love and accept everyone, even if maybe they don't agree with it on a religious level, they accept it. And I think that's what you can teach your kids as a Christian is, hey, be a loving neighbor, just like Jesus told you to accept gay couples while knowing, hey, you know what? That's maybe not for our family, even though I don't agree with that.
I don't see him saying that he doesn't accept it. I just hear a guy saying that I'm a grandfather and I went to the movie theater and I didn't know how to, it hit me like a hammer. I wasn't expecting it and I didn't know how to handle it. And I was just looking for an hour and a half where I didn't think that kind of content would be debatable.
That's not life. Do better.
That I agree with. Yeah, I agree with that.
And you know, it's not controversial. It's just people existing is the thing. And so as a parent, as a grandparent, when you're put in a situation like that, I understand the need for escapism, but I don't think there's a need for an escapism from this. This is just literally existing and showing that there's all different types of people who exist in this world. So it's literally as easy, like when your kid asks that, be like, oh, well, you know, mamas can love mamas and dadas can love dadas. And then they make families together. Boom. End of story. Done. And if there's a follow-up question, be like, let's enjoy the movie. I'll talk to you about it afterwards.
And then you hope they forget and they don't. they don't forget anything.
And then be like, oh, didn't you say you wanted to get some ice cream? Boom, done. And then you're like on to the next thing.
Yeah, I'm on the same boat, and I come from a conservative Christian background. So I, not that I'm like speaking for everybody, but I guess just from the perspective that I grew up with, is I don't think that it should be controversial that these two people are in this movie. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't hold whatever beliefs you want to hold. Like, you don't even have to answer that way if you don't want to. Then you can open up a conversation about how your religious beliefs back off whatever. I'm not endorsing that. I'm just saying that can be the conversation you choose to have. But it's sort of like saying you don't want to go to a movie and see a movie with purple cars because you don't believe in purple cars. I'm like, well, if you walk outside, you might, well, maybe not a purple car, red cars. You're going to walk out and see a red car in the real world. So it does feel a little bit like you would just be isolating yourself from things that exist, even if for whatever reason you have a belief against red cars, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that analogy made sense at all, actually. All right, for more stories, head to the Bird Show podcast. What's your favorite listening
platform? I'm going to have to listen to the podcast on
that last one. Listen back. It made sense in my head, and I thought I was really eating with that, and I actually don't think it ate as much as I thought it was going to eat.
It's the Bird Show.
I'd say this morning, experiencing my first carpool, I think I would say that sometimes bucket list items don't need to be.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much did you enjoy yourself this morning, Bert Weiss?
I really enjoyed the company of the adult that was driving.
Yeah, Alex is nice.
but I was telling these guys that because of this job, and this is the only real job I've had outside of Taco Bell, I didn't get the opportunity to drive my kids and their friends to carpool at all. So when Kristen was on the phone with Bart and they were organizing everything, I'm like, oh, you know what? I like experiences. I like to experience that. So I went over to their house today, and they've got this amazing system set up. What a blessing to be on that in that neighborhood mm-hmm. with the neighbors on both sides of the house with kids the same age, and everybody gets along. So you got the system.
It's a blessing. It really is. I mean, we have a great neighborhood, ton of kids, everybody. And our house is like in the middle, and we have this nice big front yard, so everybody congregates and plays there. But as far as school goes, we have set up this rotation. And there's our house in the middle, three houses, four boys total, all go to the same elementary school. So it's like, why wouldn't we do a carpool rotation? So yeah, that way one like a family takes 1 week and they're responsible for getting everybody to school. And then, you know, then you get 2 weeks off.
Who was Sassy Pants that kind of chewed me out this morning? What's her name?
That was Reese.
Sassy Pants.
How old is she?
Reese is four. Right, she's the same age as Jimmy. She's like a month. I think she's like a month older than Jimmy.
So we dropped the boys off, and then it was Reese and her dad and me, and we were dropping her off because it was on the way over to your house where my car was. And he asked me, do you want to come in? And I'm like, no, I'm good. You know, I've seen the inside of a church/school before. No, I'm good. I'll just wait for you out here, because he said it was only going to take a second. And out of the back seat in her 4-year-old voice says, how dare you?
Like, what? Why does she sound like Blanche from Golden Girls?
How dare you?
Where's your cheesecake?
Not escort me into my school.
Right?
Yeah, Reese keeps all the boys in check.
Yes,
and I am 1,000% here for it.
And I am now one of them.
Yeah, you are.
So this was just some audio that we pulled. We recorded some of it, but quite honestly, it wasn't great content.
Well, so
it was loud, a lot going on.
It was very, like, you couldn't hear us. We could kind of hear the intermittent gibberish and baby talk and yells. And as a parent, if you know, having experienced children and children in a car, like Cassie and I, our eyes started twitching over here. Just didn't think it would be beneficial for our listeners to have to endure that.
Okay, so this was me trying to congratulate T-Bone. It was a big day for him.
Yeah, so T-Bone, who's in kindergarten, got the Student of the Month award. He's the Student of the Month. He got the Caring Award because he cares so much about others.
Yeah, except I don't really think he cares much about the award.
Have you congratulated T-Bone? Because he does know he's Student of the Month.
I have not. He came right in the car and went right in the back seat. Hey, T-Bone, congratulations, man. What an award today, right?
What are you talking about?
T-Bone getting the award.
Ooh, what award, T-Bone? Caring Award?
Caring Award. What?
Go.
What is?
I'm really good at school. I was, like, no. Student of the Month.
Student of the Month?
He was a doggy caring.
Oh, that was a good one.
What was it?
What did you do to be the most caring student?
Everybody!
Big shrug of the shoulders, doesn't know.
I don't even know what happened. This is a lot like that ghost audio we have for me.
If we had to decipher what the ghosts are saying, did somebody say schnitzel? No, it was pizza.
Did you understand all that? What happened?
No, I think Rhett cracked their jokes at this age don't make sense. Like, Jimmy will crack a joke and he'll be like, that's so funny.
Right.
And I'm like, no, it's not.
No, it's not, right?
Yeah.
Then I thought, you know, the common denominator with 4 and 5 year olds are fart jokes, right?
Yeah. We're still getting loaded in, huh?
No, we just pulled out.
Okay.
All right, so here, I'll give you a little peek on what's going on.
Yeah.
You want to say hi to mommy? No.
Said
no.
Okay, yeah. But
Everybody's awfully silent now because they know that they're on with you.
Mother's presence.
Everybody? Yes.
I can't take how cute they are, though.
Second verse, same as the first.
Hey, does anybody know a good fart joke?
No.
Me neither.
Yeah, so that was that.
That was that.
Did someone in their car say, we've got weed?
I don't think so.
Play the first 5 seconds.
We're still getting loaded in, huh?
No, we just pulled out.
Okay.
All right, so here, I'll give you a little peek on what's going on.
Yeah.
You want to say hi to mommy? No. No.
Okay, yeah, but
we've got weed.
Right there.
Yeah.
We've got weed.
No, geez Louise.
No, it was we've got weed.
No, he said geez Louise.
Play it again. Jimmy
We're
says we've got
in,
weed.
Huh?
No, we just pulled out.
Okay.
All right, so here, I'll give you a little peek on what's going on.
Yeah.
You want to say hi to mommy? No. No.
Okay, yeah, but
we've got weed. We've got weed.
Oh, my God.
Kids sporting a dime bag.
What kind of school are you taking your kid to? I'm actually shocked because they have a couple of go-to songs. So I'm surprised they didn't play APT. Ah, patia, patia. Ah, patia, patia. Ah, patia, patia.
Yeah, so yeah, in retrospect, thank you for allowing me to have that experience.
Sure, whatever.
I feel like it was a lot like skydiving. I was excited about it. Then when it happened, I'm like, this sucks.
It's the Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.